We'll do now the 25th Maimer in Maimori Meluket in Chelik Gimel. This is the Maimer of Achrin Shel Pesach in Tovshin Yud Beis. And the Maimer is Kimei Tseischom Eretz Mitzrayim Ar Enu Niflois. It says over here in the Star that this Maimer was published in the Akuntres, in a booklet for Achron Shel Pesach Tovshin Nun. That was in honor of the last days of Pesach in Tovshin Nun. The date is Yom Beis Parsha Shmini Erev Chag Pesach Shnasei Tovshin Nun, that they published this Maimer that the Rebbe said in Tovshin Yud Beis on Achron Shel Pesach. So now we'll do the Maimer inside. Kimei Tseischom Eretz Mitzrayim Ar Enu Niflois. Just as the days that you went out from Egypt, the Eibishter says, I will show you wonders. B'tzorich Lahovin. So we need to understand Harei Geula Ha'asido Tiya Nailis Harbe Yoiser Mehagula Di Tzias Mitzrayim. The future redemption will be much greater than the redemption of the Exodus of Egypt. Here the Pasuk is telling us that just like the days you went out of Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders, but the wonders, the Gula Hasidah, is much greater than the Geula, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's also the reason, Shalachain, and therefore, for that reason, because the Geula is going to be much greater, Lifi Das Ben Zoyma, according to the opinion of Ben Zoyma, Ein Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Yimayis HaMashiach, we will not mention the Exodus of Egypt when Mashiach comes in the days of Mashiach, because it's not going to be anything to talk about, because we're going to be living in an era which is much greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there's nothing to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. When we're in Golus, we talk about the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but when we live in the time of Yemes HaMashiach and the miracles of Yemes HaMashiach, there will be no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim according to Ben Zoyma. And also, Begam Ledas Chachomim Shemaz Kirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Yemes HaMashiach, and even according to the view of the Chachomim, that we do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the days of Mashiach, it's not that Yitzias Mitzrayim is greater, but we'll mention it. The Vishay Yesh Maila Yitzias Mitzrayim Gam Legabe Gula Hasida. That is just because there is an advantage, there is a Maila in the Exodus of Egypt, even relative to the future redemption. But Hagula, but still, even according to the Chachamim, Agula di Yitzias Mitzrayim tiyat tfeila l'gula ha'asida. Still, it's going to be secondary to the future redemption. So, why does the Pasuk over here emphasize Kimei Tseischom Eretz Mitzrayim, that it's like the days of Exodus of Egypt, but it's much greater than the time of the Exodus of Egypt? So what is it that he is saying? Just like the days you went out of Egypt, I will show you miracles. Which means, so what is the advantage of the future redemption? That then too, I will show you miracles as it was by the Exodus of Egypt. When the Gula Hasida is much greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is the Pasuk telling us over here, Arenu Niflois, like the days you left Mitzrayim? Also, we need to understand Shemedayik, the Pasuk specifically says, Arenu Niflois. It doesn't say, I will do Niflois, but it says, I will show you the Niflois. She'iker Hamayla Digulo Hasido. So that means that the main advantage of the future redemption, Hiloi Bahan Niflois Atzmom Shehoyu Oz, it is not in the miracles themselves that will be then, or the wonders that will be then, Elabizesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yares HaNiflois, the greatness is that Hashem will show them HaRe'enu HaNiflois, because the Pasuk specifically says, or else the Pasuk should have said As HaNiflois, or I'll do the miracles that I make, that I perform, but here it says HaRe'enu, that the advantage is to show that the Eberster will show the Niflois. Gam tzarech lahavin oimre arenu loshen nister. Also, we need to understand why it says arenu, I will show him, instead of areko, I will show you, loshen nister. He says arenu, I will show him, loshen nister. But harebitchila oimre, but the pasuk starts off by saying, ki mei tzei scho, talking direct, l'noichach, talking to the and say loshen noichach, the days that you went out, so it should have said in the end, it would seem ar eko, I will show you. Now in the Zohar it says ar enu, I will show him. That is to Moshe Rabbeinu, but how does that fit with the pshat? And this that it says the Zohar. The Mashekos of Arenu Loshen Nister, that when it says Arenu in a Loshen Nister, who the Pishar Enu Koy Yal Moshe, because Arenu is not going Kimeit Seischot to the Yidden, but Arenu him is on Moshe Tzorich Biur. So we need to explain Hakesher de Pirush Zeh, how to connect, to tie this interpretation Im HaPirush Kipshute, with the simple meaning, Shar Enu Koy Al Yisrael, that Ar Enu goes on the Unakudas Abir Bazeh. So, what's the point of the explanation here? The Benisim Yesh Bechlolush Neisuge. That generally, there's two categories when we talk about miracles. There is nisim shelamaylo mehateva, miracles that are higher above nature, such as, for example, kihan nisim shehoyu biyitzias mitzrayim, as the miracles that were when we exited Egypt. We had the miracle of amicha hafichas mayim ledom v'chulu, the water turned to blood v'ad lahaneis da kriyas yamsuf, and up till the nes of splitting of the sea, Shenepach Yam Liyabosha, was a miracle. The ocean turned into dry land. So that's one category, is Nisim, which are above nature. And then you have a Nisim Ham Luboshim Bidarki Ateva. Then you have the Nisim, which are dressed in the ways of nature. So there is the within Ubahem Gufa, and within the miracles that are dressed in nature, some you can't even tell at all, and some you can tell even though they're natural. In the miracles of nature, there's two levels. That these garments of nature are in such a way that you can tell that they're only a garment to the miracle that dresses up in it. So you can see that there is a miracle there, a miracle dressed up, and this is only a dress up for that miracle. Kinisim de Chanukah Purim, like the miracles of Chanukah and Purim, which while they were miracles, but they were dressed up also in the nature. So notwithstanding the fact that they were dressed in the ways of nature, And yet you can see openly, V'ad sh'ro'u kol avsei oretz, to the extent that all of the people that inhabit the land, haneshebehem. So everybody can see that there is a miracle in them. So that's one level within nature, but everybody can see that there is a miracle dressed in them. And then there's a second step, and that the garments of nature obscure the miracle that is dressed in them. That's the second level in which you can't tell that there's a miracle. That the root of the miracles that are dressed in nature comes from a higher place than the root of the nisim that are higher than teva. And within the teva itself, the root of the nisim that are dressed in teva. In a way that you can't even tell that the garments of teva are just a garment, that miracle is even from a higher place. It means that the less that we can tell that it's a miracle, the higher it comes from. Like we say in the pasuk, the one who does these great wonders by himself. And our sages say about this, even the one who the miracle happens with him, he does not recognize his ness. Hashem does the wonders levade, all by himself. So where is the root of these niflois, these wonders, in which the one who the miracle happens does not recognize the ness, who mibchines levade? That comes from the level of levade. Listen, the flow is levade. Zehu achidish bazeh shebegula asida yiyar enu niflois. So this is the chidish, that in the geula asida, it will be ar enu niflois. So what is it? Ki haniflo is shebegulo hasido yumshuchu mimenu yisbarach levadei, because the wonders of the geulo hasido will come from him levadei. Kemay merazal, and still are enu these niflois that are higher, they come from levadei, will be revealed. Kemay Razal, as our sages of blessed memory say, Lisha Ovar Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the past, when we were talking about the Exodus of Egypt, Ani Ubeis Dini Hayisim Halich Lifneim, it was me and my court house would be walking amongst them. Avalosid Lovay, but in the future to come, it won't be no Bezdin Ani Levadei. It will be just Ani Levadi, just Hashem alone, that Nisim Shohoyu B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles that took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nimshochim and Yisbarach Derech Beis Dinah, they extended from him blessed through his Beis Dinah. V'Nisim Shebegulo HaSida, but the miracles which is in the future redemption, Yiyu Mimenu Levadi, that will be just from Hashem, Sheloy Al Yidei Beis Dinah, and not through the Beis Din, which means it's going to be in a way of levade. That's what the meaning of levade, meaning is just Hashem himself. Not even the Beis Din gets involved. So now we see the chiddush of Ar Enu, that even that level which is higher, which is levade, will come down Ar Enu. Zehu achiddush d'Ar Enu niflois. And this is the novelty of Ar-Enu niflois. although that those niflois that usually come just from mentally Baruch Levade by himself, it's only that he alone knows that it's a miracle. Still, it'll be aren niflois. So that it will be seen openly, the miracle that's in them, that's going to be that eno to reveal the miracle of the highest level of the levade, which normally cannot be visible, but that will be the chiddush that at eno niflois, I will show you this niflois. Base, v'ine yedua diuk, it's known the diuk. The question that it says, Masha Kosuv, Ki Meitzecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, as the days that you left Egypt. Why are we saying as the days in a plural when Yitzias Mitzrayim was essentially just one day? Ki Mei is Loshon Rabbi. Hare Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoyso B'Yemecha, the exodus of Egypt wasn't one day. When it talks about remembering the exodus of Egypt, it says one day. Remember this day, not Yimei, the one day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Or the other pasuk says, Leman tizkor es yom tzeischa v'eretz Mitzrayim. The day, remember the day, not the days, Leman tizkor Yimei. So why does the pasuk say here ki yimei loshon rabim? It says ki yimei in a loshon rabim that the plural days of Exodus of Egypt. So we can say the explanation in this that why does it say plural dibitzias mitzrayim nichlal gab kriyas yamsuf? That there's 2 days because it also includes not just the one day of Exodus of Egypt, but also the day also includes the miracle of splitting of the sea. Now, this applies taka all the time. We include, but the main thing is taka the day of Exodus, but the included in it is also the splitting of the sea. The same thing is true in the midst of remembering the Exodus of Egypt every day. Part of it included is also remembering the splitting of the sea. Same thing is true for the relating the story of the Exodus of Egypt, the night of Pesach, that we say the kol hamarvel lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim harezeh meshuvach. Anyone who increases relating the story of the Exodus of Egypt is praiseworthy. So then shegam sipur kriyas yamsuf nichlo mazeh. That includes also the story of splitting of the sea. When we talk about the Exodus of Egypt, includes the story of what happened by the splitting of the sea. Velo chei nemar kimei tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim. That's why it says kimei, like the days, in a plural. Kimei lo shorabim, in a plural, because of the 2 days. Ay, how come we say sometimes yoim, we brought the psukim before, it means that could be yoitze with one day, but lechatchila includes both. Ma shekosu b'mitzvah zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. And this that it talk when the pasuk says remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says Yoim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, just says in a singular, who ki iken hamitzvah di yizchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the main mitzvah of remembering the Exodus of Egypt is yizchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim atzma, that is just remembering the Exodus of Egypt itself. And mentioning the Exodus, the splitting of the sea, would not hold back the mitzvah of remembering the Exodus of Egypt. But it's included. Pirush kimeit seis chomeretz mitzrayim aren niflosu. So what is the meaning of kimeit seis chomeretz mitzrayim aren niflosu? Shebegula hasido yi yuhan nisim vaniflois shehoyu bimitzias mitzrayim atzmo. So like the days of Eretz Yisrael shalom miracle, that in the gula hasido there will be a combination, the miracles and the wonders that were in the Exodus of Egypt itself. And also the miracle and the wonder of splitting of the sea, kimei, like both days that took place then. Because as the Pasuk says, v'hecherim havayes l'shoin yam mitzrayim, and Hashem will remove the tongue of the Egypt, the sea, meaning he'll make it into dry land, that will be a pathway as it was for the Yidna the day that they went up from Mitzrayim. So Rebbe said, "V'tzorich lahavin." So we need to understand hashayichus d'shnei ha'inyonim, the connection between these two ideas that we're saying over here. We're saying, on one hand, we bring down b'kimeit seischem eretz mitzrayim aren niflois. When we say b'kimeit seischem eretz mitzrayim aren niflois, first we're saying shegam haniflois hanimshochem men lizborich levadi, that also those miracles, niflois, that come from levadi, you boy from that eno, that will be in a way that it will, I'll show you, which means that they will be able to recognize the miracle. They will see the miracle in them. And the second thing we're talking about, and that in the miracles that will be in the future redemption, that will also have the wonder of Kriyas Yamsuf included in the niflois of the Geula Hasid. Ois Gimel. In Ois Gimel, the Rebbe explains what's taka, the reason that the nisim that are dressed in Teva come from a higher place than the nisim that are open, that are above Teva. Gimel. The Yuvan Zebahagdim will understand this by first introducing the Zeshe Shoyrish Hanisim Ham Luboshim B'Teva. This that we say that the root of the miracles, which are dressed in Teva, whom in Mokim Naila Yeser, they come from a higher place. Mesherish Anisim Shalomaila Mateva, than the root of the Nisim that are above Teva, who the reason is, Kibahanisim Shalomaila Mateva, because when the miracle is above Teva, Hagilu the Eden Sof Habligvul Shalomaila Mim Oilomais, then the revelation of the Ein Sof that is infinite, that is higher than world, from which the Nisim come, Huba Oifun, that comes in a way, Shahateva Botel Al Yidei Hagilui, that the nature is bottled through the revelation. That means that the revelation is that the nature becomes bottle through the revelation. Shidud marchois hateva. It robs the arrangement of nature. There is no nature. It robs. It changes the nature into a nes ubemela. A nimshach hagilu ba'olam. So the revelation does not come down in the world. It robs the world. It's shidud marcha teva, but not within the world. Ubanisim hamaluboshim b'teva, but the miracles that are dressed in nature, hagilu the Ein Sof habligvul shalomaylom oilumes, the revelation of the Ein Sof habligvul, which is harder than oilumes, hu b'hoilom atzma, it comes in the world itself. Now, v'kivan shoilom atzma hu gvul, since the world itself is limited, the gvul obligvul am shnei afochim, gvul and bligvul, limited and unlimited are two opposite. Lochain b'chdeisha gilui the Ein Sof ha'blikvul yeh b'gvul da'olam. In order for the revelation of the Ein Sof ha'blikvul to come down into the limitation of the world, hu al yidei sham shochas ha'blikvul hima atzmus Ein Sof. That is that the Amshocham Ligvul comes from the essence of the Ein Sof, shenimtza b'chol mokim. That is everywhere. Gam b'gvul v'teva da'olam. That's in also in the limitations and the nature of world. So, in order to accomplish the connection of Gvul Obligvul, it has to come from Atzmus Ein Sof, which is also in Gvul and Tevoilum, Goid Biur. It's one explanation. Another explanation, the Mailas Hanisim Hamulaboshim B'Teva, Lagabi Hanisim Shalomailam Ateva, the advantage of the miracles that are dressed in nature relative to the nisim that are above Teva. The inyan hanisim hu she al yodo mizgala shehu yizbarach moishol v'sholot ala Teva. The idea of a miracle is that through the miracle it's revealed that Hashem dominates and rules over nature. The inyan ze mizgala yoyser b'hanisim ha'mulaboshim b'Teva. That idea that Hashem dominates nature is more in the miracles that are addressed to nature. The gilui mem shalti is baruch ha'idei anisim shalom ma'ilu mahateva, the revelation of Hashem's dominance through miracles that are above nature, hu shevekoicha yizbaruch levat l'lushadet eschukya ha'teva. That means that Hashem in His blessed power is to negate and to rob the rules of nature. U'b'havnu anisim shalom l'boshim b'teva. But the miracles which are dressed in nature, Mizgala, over there it's revealed She'od Ein Sof Moishul V'Sholet Ala Teva Atzmai, that He dominates and rules the Teva itself. He doesn't have to rob Teva, He doesn't have to mevatel it, He doesn't have to negate it, but rather He rules over it. She'ateva Yiyah Kefir Ritzoinei, so that the Teva, the nature, should be according to the Ratzon of the Eibishter. Ois Dalet. So the Rebbe continues in Ois Dalet to explain the difference between the two explanations that we gave why the miracles that are hinged in nature are even higher than the miracles that are beyond nature, that are above nature. So the Rebbe brought down two reasons before, and now the Rebbe explains. So to explain now the difference between these two explanations, B'maylas ha'nisim ha'mluboshim b'teva, what the advantage is in the nisim that are dressed in teva. Why are they, what's the advantage, why are they greater than the nisim that are beyond teva? So, we'll explain now the difference between the two explanations that A, the Rebbe said before, is because the miracles in Teva bring down the nes in the Teva versus Mevatel the Teva. So the revelation is in the world, not overriding the world. And also that when we do world in the, when we do the miracles that are in Teva, is we see the Eibishter's powers not only in the robbing the world from its nature, but also that nature itself goes according to Hashem. So, what's the chiluk? So the Rebbe says, Yuvon b'hagdi mashakosu b'akedah. will understand it by introducing that which is written in the Akedah. Shagam me'anhogas ha'teva efshar leida gadlus ha'boyla. That also, from the conduct of nature, we can know the greatness of the Creator of Hashem. How do we see the greatness of Hashem from nature? The nois of lozeh, in addition to the fact, shal yidei ha'izbonenus ba'anhogas ha'briyos, when you reflect how creation is conducted. Hiluch ha'mazolis v'chuluch, the way the constellation, their movements, so boyim lahakore, then you come to a recognition sheyesh bal habayis libirazu, that there is somebody in charge over this palace by reflecting on how things are working in the world. Besides that, hine al yidei ha'izbonus bazeh, but when you reflect on the fact shehanhogas hateva hitimidis belishinui, that the conduct of nature is a continuous without any change. Ubeloshin hakosuv, to use the language of the pasuk, lo yishboisu, they never stop. So you reflect and you see, look, this nature keeps on going without change. It never stops. Da hagam shezeh kvar korev l'sheisha lofim shono, even though it's almost 6,000 years, and still there's no weakening in the natural conduct. So we see everything keeps on going continuously, never stops, never weakens. And likewise the Rebbe adds in the bracket, v'chein mizeh shebemeshach kol hazman lo nasach halishus bekoiches shel hanivroim, that during all of this time, there is no weakness in the strength and the powers of those that were created. The zesh etzva hashamayim kayomim be'ish, the armies of the heavens, they are lasting in their place in the man, meaning the way they are. So we have the same sun, the same moon. Nothing changes over there. That's in the Tzva Shemayim. Tzva Oretz, they don't last, people don't last, animals don't last, but Kayomim Bimin, but the species lasts. So whether it's the Tzva Shemayim that the entity itself lasts, or the Tzva Oretz, which the kind, the species lasts, it's in a way that they're strong, just like in the day they're created. So through reflecting on this, this way we know the greatness of the Creator. So we know that the greatness of Hashem, that His blessed power from which the flow comes to the world, is infinitely gvul. Da'agam sheteva nivroim hu machayis eliki shemislabish bohem. Although the nature of the created being comes from the godly energy that dresses up in them, v'ze shekol nivro yesh loy teva miyuchod, and the fact that each created being has a special nature, hu kifi oifen hachayis sheboi, that is according to the way of its vitality. So that is a limited, the mizeh muvon shachayis shemelubesh b'hanivroyim. So from this means that the vitality that dresses up in the created being is a limited chayis. Here we're saying that we know the koyach ein sof, that it's the infinite that it lasts. So how do we reconcile it with the knowledge of the nature of all the creations. This is as far as it relates to the Teva itself. But the continuous, which is in the conduct of nature, that has no change, no weakness, that is in the power of the Ein Sof, that is Bli Gvul, that is higher than Hislapshus. Yes, the Chai is the nature, that's Hislapshus, that's a Mugbal. But the fact that he's forever, that represents the Koyach Ein Sof Bli Gvul, which is higher than Hislapshus. Elo, it is Shebichdei Leida Gadlus Haboira Ideya Nogas Hateva. In order to figure out, to know the greatness of the Creator through the conduct of nature, Tzorich Lizboinenos. That's, you need reflection. Over there, you need to think about it, as opposed to when you see an open miracle. Ukshoroyim Neis Shinu Hateva. When we see a miracle which is a change of nature, then you see immediately. Even without reflection, that this comes from the Ein Sof, which is not limited by the limitation of the world. So, while the Bli Gvul also expresses itself in the nature, because it's always, but over there we gotta search for it, as opposed to by Anes, it's obviously immediately when it goes beyond nature. And there's another advantage in the Nisim over the nature, the conduct of nature, besides the fact that it's very recognizable by a miracle versus the conduct of nature. The power of the Ein Sof Bli Gvul that is revealed through the continuous Shebanahogas Hateva, which is in the conduct of nature. So gam la'achrei ha'izboinenus, even after this reflection, the realization, humalubash be'inyan ha'gvul, it's still dressed up in the matter of gvul. Shanahogas Hateva gvul. We're saying that the conduct of Teva Gvul, Ein Lo Shinui V'Hefsek, has no change or interruption. So that's when we do the Hizbonenus of Teva, but by Dei HaNisin, the direct Nimshach Gilo Ein Sof Bli Gvul Atzmai, that brings the revelation of the Ein Sof Bli Gvul by himself, which is higher than dressing up in the Gvul. Hello. Sha'afa became, but still, because of this, mitamza atzmai, for this reason itself, yeshmaila ba'agilu yekoy chayin sof. There's a mile in the revelation that is revealed through the continuous Sheban Hogas Hateva that is in the conduct of nature. Relative to the revelation of the Ein Sof that comes to miracles. The Inyan Bli Gvul Kamei Shemizgala Yidei HaNisim, the idea of Bli Gvul as it's revealed through Nisim, Shivu Dud Hateva De Olam, that's robbing the nature of the world. Ein Shayich La Olam, that does not connect, it doesn't belong, it's not connected to the world. But Vaidei Hanhot Midish Van Hogus Hateva, but through the consistency of Hogus Hateva, Mizgala shegam chayis ha'ilum gavul. That reveals that also the vitality of the world, which is gavul, kashrut ein sof habli gavul, that it's connected with the ein sof, which is the level of habli gavul. So we can explain this based on what's explained in the Hemshech of Tofresh Samach Vav. The Zeh Sheban Hogas Hateva Yesh Inyan Hatmidiyus. This that in Hanhogas Hateva there is the continuous. Hagam shehateva hu ma'achayis ha'liki shemelubash ba'nivroi. Although the teva comes from the godly vitality which is dressed up in the created being, v'chayis ha'melubash ba'nivroi mu'chayis mugbol, and the chayis dressed up in the created being is a limited chayis, Kinala said before, who lifi sheshoyresh hachayis hamelubesh banivroim, that is because the root of the vitalities which is dressed up in the nivroim, the sheresh the chayis nivroim, who loim meha kelim, is not from kelim ki imo irakab, that is from the light, from the oir of the kab, Shashorshei, whose root to Eiden Sof, Shalifne Hat Tzimtzum, from the Eiden Sof, which is before the Tzimtzum. They come from the Eirakav, which is rooted in the Eiden Sof, Lifne Hat Tzimtzum. That's the root of the Chayis, which is dressed up in the Nevroi. Kabavur, Bekam Mekoymes, as explained in many places, the Shoyresh HaKelim, the root of the Kelim, who mehatzimtzum atzmei. That is from the Tzimtzum itself. The Shoyresh HaKav, who mehatzimtzum sof, shalifnei hatzimtzum, but the root of the Kav comes from the Eden Sof, lifnei hatzimtzum, elo shenimshach al yedei hatzimtzum, but it's gone through, it extends through the Tzimtzum, but in itself is from the Eden lifnei hatzimtzum. Like it's written, Eitzchayim she'achar ha'tzimtzum himshich min Eirin Sof, that after the Tzimtzum he extended from the Eirin Sof kav echod yoshor, one straight line min Eir ha'igul shaloi, from the circular line of his light of his, from the Eir ha'makif Eir ha'seviv, he gave a kav Yoshor, came from it a kav yamamshich a kav Yoshor. Hine yedua, so hold this known, the zeh shahakav boka es cheshach hatzimtzum, the fact that the kav broke through the darkness of the tzimtzum. Shekol bekiyo hi mitzatik boides. Anytime we talk about breaking through, that comes because of the strengthening. Because the root of the hamshoches is from the hidden tiferes shel maila mehoir sheir begilui lifnei hatzimtzum, which is higher than the oir that was shining openly before the Tzimtzum. So here you have a higher oir, the oir of Tiferes, which is hidden. And that pushes and has the oir break through the Tzimtzum. So basically we can explain this. Sheyesh Maila Behagilui, the koyach ein sof. This that we have the advantage in the revelation of the parents of Shemizgala, Aide Hatmidi Sheban Hogas Ateva, through the continuation in the, that it's this continuous nature, conduct of nature, the gabe gilui ha'ein sof shal adi nisim, relative to the revelation the insof that comes through miracles, who ki ha'ein shalifnei hatzimtzum hu mugbal b'inyan ha'bligvo. Because the oir, as it is before the tzimtzum, is limited in the matter of bligvo, it's limited to infinite. And it's impossible for that revelation to come down into the gvul of the world. And therefore, the revelation of the Eir HaSeiviv, which is the revelation of the Eir that is before the Tzimtzum, Shememenu Shoyresh Hanisim, from which the root of the miracles come from. It comes through robbing nature, taking away from nature. Bitl Hateva Gvul Da'ilom, that is negating nature, the limitation of the world. But Be'er Hakab Shememenu Hu Hatmidis Shatmidis Shemen Hogas Hateva. But the light from the kav, from which the continuous nature conduct comes from, kivon sheshor shehu miteferes hanelam, since it's rooted from the hidden teferes, who koilulu mechaber shnei haofchin, the bligvulugvul, so it includes and it connects the two opposite of the bligvul and gvul. And therefore the revelation of the bligvul, the nitzchi, is the eternity which is in the conduct of nature, shemeir hakav, that comes from the light of the kav, hugam bigvul, it also is in gvul, in tav, also in nature. So through the level of gvul, a level of the bligvul in the nature, that comes from the level of kav, which is not limited to bligvul, and therefore, and it comes from tiferes hanelam, and therefore he can combine bligvul and gvul, he can come down also in nature, also in tap. Hey, b'inei api hanal sivdalet, based on the above sivdalet, gam hatmidis sheben hogas hateva, that also the continuation, the continuous in the nature conduct, who are they hamshochas agilu deirin sof habligvul shalom aylum bein sof b'ilumis, that is by bringing down, drawing down the gilu bein sof bligvul, which is higher than the world. V'amaylos shebenisim, he shall yodom nimshach ha'gelui da'in sof bligvul atzmei, and the miracle, the advantage of nisim, that through them comes the revelation of the bligvul itself, shalemailo bislapshus bligvul, which is higher than dressing up in boundaries. So, in teva we also have the bligvul, which is higher than olmos, which gives us timidius, but it only gives us a level of bligvul in the gvul, as opposed to the maila that in nisim over there, we get the ein sof bligvul atzma, which is higher than gvul. Yesh loimar, so we can say the shnei hasugim shebe nisim, the two categories of nisim, nisim shalomaila ma'ateva, v'nisim hamlubashim ma'ateva, the nisim that are higher than nature, and nisim that address nature, these are the two ways in the revelation of this oblique wool, shalomailom he slapshus big wool, which is higher than dressing up in the gvul. This that we explained earlier, Siv Gimel, Shamay Ladin Nisim Hamulaboshim Betavahi, that the advantage of the Nisim which address in Tava is Shagilu the Eid Ein Sof Habligvul Mislavish Bagvul Deilamatsme Darovadir, it addresses up in the Gavul of the world itself, Huze Shebinisim. Yes, gama inyan b'hamayle danogas hateva. That in Nisim there is also the idea and the advantage of teva, the conduct of nature. B'hamayle din Nisim hamluboshim b'teva. And the advantage of the Nisim that they're dressed up in Teva, be'inya Mailas and Nisim Atzmai, that in the advantage of the Nisim itself, Gilu, Aydin Sof, Abligu, Shalom, Mailam, he slapshus, he, over there, consists of Behem, is Gala, over there is revealed, the Zesha, Aydin Sof, Abligu, Shalom, Mailam, he slapshus, this, that the Ein Sof, Abligu, which is higher than his slapshus, Meishel, Vishaylat, Allah Teva, that dominates the rules of the Teva, who ba oifen, it's in such a way, shegam ha teva atzme nasa kifiditzoyne, that also the Teva itself is done according to his will, biyur hasheni shebesif hanal, the second explanation in the previous sif. So we're discussing here now that in the Nisim that are mislabish b'teva, you have the two parts of it. You have the fact that this is b'ligvul, this is higher than gvul, and yet it comes down in teva. So it's the advantage that the bleak vul can come down into gvul. That means that in the miracles we also have an anogas hateva. And what is the advantage of the fact that it's nisim in the mulboshim b'teva? As far as the nisim atzmam, so that through the nes hamislabish b'teva is revealed that the Ein Sof Hablik Vul dominates also the teva should be kvirit soiner. The Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe before in Siv Gimel said two advantages in the nisim that are mislabish in teva. He explained earlier. First of all, that in Teva, the expression of the Nes comes in Oilam itself. It's not Shidud Ha'Oilam, like a miracle beyond Teva, but it's in the world itself. That was one advantage. And the other advantage is that the B'ligvul dominates, the Ein Sof B'ligvul dominates and rules Teva, that Teva itself becomes according to the Ratzon Hashem. And these are the advantages, the two, as we separated, the advantage of the Nisim Hamulaboshim B'Teva in the Gavul, that it can come expression in the Gavul, and on the other part, that the Nisim in Mislabish B'Teva, that there is the Nisim itself. So that's the advantage that the Teva in the Nes and the Isgalus of the Nes itself, which is higher than Islapshus, that it can dominate the nature itself. ועל דרך זה הוא גם בהנגיע להניסים של למעלה מהטבע. In a similar way, it's also with regard to the nisim that are above Tava. This is the nisim which are in Tava. Similar, we have these two in Yonim by the Negeya, the nisim shalamayil ma'atava. So gam ha'mayla the nisim eila. But also the advantage of these nisim, hisha nisim he begilui, that the nisim are open, see it right away, is v'gam d'zeh she'oyin sof ha'bli gvul moishel v'sheilet al ha'teva, that it dominates the teva mizgali yeser b'prat echad, that in one detail is revealed more v'anisim sholomaylam ha'teva, in the miracles that are beyond nature. D'b'anisim ha'molaboshim b'teva, because miracles that are dressed in teva sha'teva nishar b'mitzius, that the nature remains in existence. Hashlita de Eir Ein Sof al Hateva, the dominance of the Eir Ein Sof Hateva, he rakets only she'oifan an hogas Hateva u'kifir etzoinei, that how is the conduct of Teva goes according to the Rotzen Hashem. That's how the Nisim HaMelubashim b'Teva dominate Teva. B'Hanisim she'lemailim ha'Teva, but in the nisim which come from above nature, that are performed above nature, shahateva misbatl mitziusa, in which the nature is negates and is no longer in his mitzius, hashlito de eirin sof hibetze mitziusa, de eirin sof ala teva, the way eirin sof dominates teva, it's in essence of his mitzius, is not only that the Teva goes according to the Rotzin of the Ein Sof, but the nature itself is misbatl in front of the Ein Sof. So we can say she'achiluk shebein sugi hanisim b'shor shomhu. What's the difference between the categories of niskan derut? The benisim hal meluboshim b'teva, in nisim that are dressed in teva, who gilu oyin sof habli gvul kimoishe shayich v'noisin mokim gvul. That's the oyin sof habli gvul, as it connects and it allows and it gives space for gvul. V'lochein, and therefore the gabe gilu oyir zeh, relative to that oyir, yeshnei Mitzias Hateva Hagavul. Over there, exists the nature, the entity of nature Gavul. Elosha Gavul, who kifirotzen Eidus of Abligvul, but the Gavul goes according to the will of the Eidus of Abligvul. But Ubahanisim Shalemailam Yateva, but when we talk about miracles which is higher than nature, Ugilui oir in sof abligvul, that's the revelation of in sobligvul kumoshu lemailo meinyan hagvul, which is higher than the idea of gvul. It doesn't give an allowance for gvul, it's in a higher place. Lachain legabe gilui oir zeh, relative to the revelation of this light, mizbatlu hateva mimtziuse, nature negates from its existence. Similar to what explained elsewhere with regards to the idea of Rotzen and Seichel, and Rotzen and Seichel hay moshul al eir ha-seviv shedesh ha-nisim v'erem mal shedesh ha-teva. We say Rotzen and Seichel, the Rotzen and Seichel are an example for the eir ha-seviv, which is the shedesh ha-nisim, and eir ha-mal, which is shedesh of teva. The Rotzin extends in the Seichel and it impacts him that should become a reason for the Rotzin. That's only in the Ha'or of Rotzin. But the essence of the Rotzin does not come down in the Seichel. Only Ha'oris HaRotzen comes down Sech, but not the Etzim HaRotzen. Is Ein Tam LaRotzen, there is no reason for the Rotzen. Which means that the Seviv Kul Almim comes down in the world. So if it's from Ha'oras HaRotzen, yeah, then it comes down into Gavul. As opposed to the Etzem HaRotzen, which is Seviv itself, a believer that doesn't allow for a Metzias. So over there, it's not mislabish in the world, but it's shaded. Elosh Alpha became Maila Gam Benisim Al Mubashim Betaba. But still, there is an advantage also in the Nisim that are drifts up in nature. Shebenisim Elu Davke, that it's Davke in these miracles, in Nisim that are Mislabish Betaba, Mizgale Hashlito Deid and Sof Al Eifen Hateba Atzme. The dominance of the Ein Sof on the way of nature itself, dafke in the nisim alaboshim betaba, the yesh leimar. We can say shahachiluk bein shebein shnei hasugim de nisim hu. What's the difference between these two categories of nisim? Is al derech hachiluk shebein bitl yichude dil ilo'o. The bittel of Yehudi law and the bittel of accepting the yoke. The zeh legabe gilu eirin sof habligvul. Hateva misbatl mimitziu. Say the fact that relative to the eirin sof ligvul, the teva is misbatl mimitziu. Say that's nisim shalomaylo me hateva mirgahayin tov hal derech habittel the Yehudi law. That's similar to the level of Yehudi law. Bidlim mitzias non-existence. Habo aide is born us to kula kamei kilo choshiv. That comes through the reflection that everything for Hashem is like nothing. Bezesh ha-teva nisha b'mitziusei, and the fact that teva remains in its existence. Umikol mokoyim. Oifen ha-sagos, oifen ha-nagosei. Uleiki v'chukei tchumas ha-teva. Still, the way it's conducted is not according to the laws and the characteristic of nature. Ela kefili return yisbarech. But it goes like Hashem's will, which is nisim hamulaboshim b'teva, miracles addressed in teva. Hu'al derech habitl de kabbalah soil. So that is similar to the bitl of kabbalah soil. Da'gam shenishar b'mitzi usei. That although it remains in its mitzis, v'ach avdem refke nichla, he wants an evid. Wants hefker, wants ownerless, doesn't want any restrictions, but mekol mokoyim, hanagosi bepoil, he actually conducts himself not like he wants, but like the way the master wants. And that means that the teva remains b'mitziyose, but in fact the hanhoga is the way the Eberster wants, the way the master wants. That is the shedish of the nisim that is mislabish in Teva. In Ois Vav, the Rebbe continues to explain that these two levels of bittel, whether the world experiences a miracle which takes away from the nature of the world, or the miracle comes down into the world, in the nature of the world, can be compared to the two levels of bittel of Yehuda Ilah and Kabbalah Soil. Whereas Yehuda Ilah takes through the whole entity of the person, Kabbalah Soil, the person still wants to do what he wants to do, but he accepts it. What the Eberster wants, similar, the bittel of the world, because of the nisim that are not melubash in teva, is that the bittel is a full bittel. So the person's mitzias is this battle, But the bittul that takes place through the bittul coming down, melubesh b'teva, melubesh in the world, that means that the person stays, the world stays as it is, but it's being led by the bli gvul. But v'hine yadua, behold, it's known, shehamayla b'habitul di yichudei lo. What is the advantage in the bittul when it's yichudo ilo, the higher level of bittul? He shabittul hu bechol mitzi usay. That then the bittul is in his all of his mitzias, his entire entity is bittul. Shaloi nishar etzloi uboy inyan sheinei bittul. Nothing is left over there. No aspect is left by him and which is not bottled. He's fully bottled. Unlike the bit of Kabbalah soil, over there the bitl is only as it relates to action, the poil, in his actuality. Not in his emotion and in his place, but in his action. But what's the advantage in the bitl of Kabbalah soil? That's in the subjugation itself. It's an essence bitl, it's a true bitl, which isn't tied to the metzias, to the being of the person. Explains. Shabitl yichudei ilo, the bitl of yichudei ilo, kivon shabitl hu, hu alidei shemakir umargish, that he recognizes and he feels shekula kamekil lechoshiv, that everything before Hashem is like nothing. Hare habitl koshur im metzius ha'odom. So then the bitl is tied to the entity of the person. Ha'kodeshli, the recognition. Ve'eni bitl amiti, it's not a true bitl. But ba'bitl, the Kabbalah's oil, the bitl of accepting the yoke, shemekabal olav l'kayim tzivu Hashem, that he accepts to do the command of Hashem, gam kshatzivu keneged ritzoni, even when the command is against his will. Bedugmas eved shu muchach l'kayim rotzon ha'ovin ha'odim, similar to a slave that is forced, he has to fulfill the wishes, the wills of his master. Kivon shin yonei shel bitl zeh, hu shelo yischashe b'mitzusei. So what's the idea of that bitl? Is not to consider his own mitzis what he wants. Harizeh bitl amiti. That's considered a true bitl. So the level of bitl that comes mitzad yichudei lo, that's all-encompassing. But the level of bitl itself, yichudei lo, still recognizes his mitzis, whereas the Kabbalah soil is mevatel his metzias because he doesn't care what he wants, but he does what the adam wants. That's a true bittel. We can say that similar is with the nisim that are dressed in nature. Although the teva that is subjugated to the insof and the miracles that are in teva, it's only in the way that teva is conduct, but not in the actual essence of teva. Teva remains teva. It's just that teva is continuous, so there is a ein sof mikomokan. Kivon shemitzad chukei utchunas hateva ein mokoy. Shahanhoga dehateva tiye boifun shalnes. But since, because of the laws and character of nature, there is no room that the conduct of teva should be in a way of nes continuously. Vashinu hanes shenasim anhogas hateva. And how does the change that becomes in the anhogas hateva? That is because the Eibishter, the Ein Sof, dominates Teva. Umanigas HaTeva Kirtzoyne, and he leads Teva as he wishes. Hare Abitl HaTeva Shemenisim Eilu Hubitl Amiti. So then the bitl of nature, which is in these miracles, that are miracles in, they're dressed in nature, a true level of bitl. So while it's only in Hanhogas HaTeva, but Teva remains, but the bitl that Hanhogas HaTeva can dominate the Teva is in a way of total bitl, because it resists it and still it's mevatlit, similar to the bitl of Kabbalah's oil that after Befkir and Nichele, and still it is bottled. Oizai. Now the Rebbe will explain that what's going to happen, La'osid Lovoi, that even those miracles that are dressed in Teva, the miracle itself will be able to recognize that they are miracles, because the Teva will no longer obscure them from the level of miracles. Zayin, zeh yesh leimar, based on this we can say, she'achid hushdar enu niflois she'yiyeh lo'osid lovei, that the novelty of our enu niflois, which is going to be in the future, she'gam hanisim hal luboshim b'teva, that even those miracles that are dressed in nature, yiyeh be'oifun, they will be in such a way, they are enu niflois she'yiru asanes. I'm going to show the niflois, you're going to start seeing the neis. Hugam bahanisim niflois atzmom. It's not only that they will be seen in their impact in the world, but the nisim themselves, the niflois themselves, will become visible. Right now, nature obscures the miracle which dresses up in it. Who the reason is lifi shateva gam kshemislabish boynes huaypachanes, because nature, even when the miracle comes down into it, is opposite of a miracle. It's nature. Okay, now let's say the Rishiv hey. Shashinui hanes shenase b'hateva, that the change of the miracle that is made in nature, huheper chukei utchunas hateva, is opposite of the laws and the character of teva. B'lochein, and for that reason, hanisim shalamaylam b'hateva heim b'gilu yosef, the miracles that are beyond teva are more revealed, because the teva is not obscure. They take away teva. The shinui that is in teva is opposite the chukei. That's why it's hidden. And the nisim that are higher than teva are open, more begili. But v'zeh shalosid lova yu gam hanisim hamaluboshim b'teva b'oifun daren niflois. The fact that in losid lova also those miracles addressed in nature will be daren niflois sheyiru asanes shebat teva, that they will see the miracle of teva, hu ki losid lova ti aliyas hateva, because nature will have an elevation. Shegam hateva yekli legilui d'sof ablikvul sheis labish boy, that also teva will become a vessel, a vehicle for the revelation of the d'sof ablikvul that will dress up in the teva. Belochein gam hanisim amuloboshim b'teva, also the miracle that in teva yiyu begilui will be open. This is that the novelty of Enon Niflois that's going to be in the future. Who is first of all seeing them. Also the gam manifloys atzmam, and also the miracles themselves. There is a chiddush in those miracles. The miracles which are dressed now, in such a way, after the revelation of the Ein Sof Ligvul, which reveals in the Nes Nishar Metzius Teva, there still remains the Metzius of Teva, Shemitzadin Yonei, for Teva itself, Uheipam Giloir Habligvul, which is opposite of the Gilu of Erev Ligvul. Elo, Shagilu, the Erev Ligvul, Shailat Olov, Shanagosi, the Poyalti, Ekfirit Shenis Baruch. It is only that the revelation of the Erev Ligvul dominates him so that the actual conduct should be according to the wishes of the Erev Ligvul. Ubahanisim hamulubashim beteva, Shiyu losid lovei. But the nisim that will be in Teva lost in love to Yenashte Hamilas. It'll have both Milas. Shagilu the Eirins of Habligvul Yiba Teva. That the Eirins of Habligvul will be in Teva. But Vishaloiti Yemetzias Shi Heper Gilu the Habligvul. But there is not going to be an entity which is going to be the opposite of the revelation of the Habligvul. Kivon shegam hateva yekulei in sof habligvul, because also teva will be a vessel for the in sof habligvul. Oisches, yes, lekasher ze mayidua. We can tie this to that which is known. Shelosid loveti anishama nizenius mehaguf. We say that in the future to come, the soul will actually will nurture and receive its nurturing from the body. Presently, now the body is nurturing from the soul. But in the future, the soul will be nurtured from the body. Although then too there will be a physical body. It's still going to be nurtured from godliness. It won't need no food and drink physical. And even more than that, not only will the goof take directly from spirituality, from godliness, and won't need physical, but more than this, that the goof will be even on a higher level than the neshama. Why is that? The idea is the bitl hagufla lakuz, the subjugation of body to godliness, magia lemailo, yoser mi bitl haneshama, that reaches a higher level than the subjugation of the neshama. The subjugation of the guf is higher than the subjugation of the neshama to godliness. This that the soul is but lukus mekivon she iruchni, since it's spiritual, habitl shelo koshuni mitzius, that bitl is tied to its mitzius. My kasher poil ma'adei avoy the bitl beguf hagashmi, but when through work you impact, this should be the subjugation in the physical body. That bitl is not because of the entity of the body, but because of the godliness. And not because of the goof, not the mitzvahs of the person. But now the bitl of shom is bitl mitzvahs, a bitl aguf, a bitl ayesh, is only bitl ayesh. But in the future to come, bitl laguf tiyanashtei amailas, will be both mailas. Bitl umitzad ha'elikus, that is because the elikus, v'sha bitl yevachol mitzius. Now because it comes from elikus, the bitl of the guf is not considered to be a complete bitl, it's bitl ayesh. But in the future, the guf will have both milas, that the bittel will be mitzad elikus, and the bittel will penetrate, take through v'shabittel yir b'chol mitzuyusay, and it's going to encompass his whole existence. Belochein, and that's why la'ositi aneshama nizaynis mehaguf, the soul will nurture from the body. Oistes. So the Rebbe says, v'yesh loymar, we can say, shezehu gam mehabi'urim, this is also one of the explanations, shehagiluyim de'lo'osid lovoi, that the revelations for the future to come, tluyim b'maseinu b'avadeseinu, hinge on our actions and on our work, bizman ha'golus davkia, specifically in the golus davkia. As we talked about, that the true level of bittul is davkia by the guf. That is because of the likus. That's also the reason why all of the revelations of the osi lovei hinge on our actions and our doing in the time of golus davkia. Kamitas inyan habitlu biker b'havoideh shebizman ha'golus, because the true idea level of bitl is mainly in the avoideh, which is the time of golus. The b'habitl shehoya bizman habayis, that in the bitl that was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, kivon shehoya oz hasogas elokus. The bittul that they had in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there was a time when they were grasping godliness. When they went up for the Yom Tov, they also were able to visualize godliness. So then it was felt the entity, the metzias of the person who grasped and saw. That was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it wasn't the true bittul, because there was a sense of the of the person, the metzias of the person who understands and sees. Bizman hagolus, but in time of exile, befrat bedora diikvasa di mashiach, and especially in the generation of the hills of Mashiach, havoide he bebitl the kabbalah seil, davoide is with the bitl of accepting the yoke. V'habitl the kabbalah seil huloi mitzad mitziusay shel ha'odom elo mitzad ha'lukus. The bitl of the kabbalah seil, that's not because from the mitzias of the person, it's his understanding. Well, that's because of the godliness. Because the person himself, in himself, remains in this place, but his bitl, because milmailo, he's like mekabel, it's like the master forcing him, the kabbalah soil. Zehu mashu bevur b'memorim rebbeinu nisienu, this is what is explained in the memorim of our rebbes, our leaders, b'pirush hakosov, in the meaning of the pasuk. Voish moishe onov me'oid mikol ha'odom mashar al pnei ha'adom. The man Moshe was very humble, more than all people that are on the face of the earth. Shebeiker hoyeze, why was he so humble from all people? It mainly was humbled neidoro diikvza de mishicha. That was because of the generation of the hills of Mashiach. Shagod luha lomiz v'hasterim, in which all the blockages and all the obstacles and the obscurity have increased. Because, and yet, ein din b'teikev otzum, they stand with a very strong, powerful stand. They learn Torah, mekayim in mitzvahs, and they observe mitzvahs with mesiras nefesh, with self-sacrifice. Hidnei lachein, and therefore, the losh in ha-maimer, as the maimer says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was one of me'oid from these people. Is Moshe Rabbeinu b'zicharav gefal? He sort of felt bad, fell down by himself. Shabitu the Moshe, v'nachnu mo hu abitul yichudei lo. The bitul of Moshe v'nachnu mo. What are we? meaning he also stood in the level of Bittl, but his Bittl was a Bittl of Yehudei Lo. In the generation of the Hilo Mashiach, he bittl the Kabbalah Seol Mesiras Nefesh is the bittl of accepting the yoke of Mesiras Nefesh. So when Moshe Rabbeinu's bittl came because of Yehudei Lo, and he saw the avoid of the Ikvus of the Mashiach, which was the bittl of Kabbalah Seol Mesiras Nefesh. Ubitl b'mitzias, that's negation of their mitzias, because it's not because of their hasoga, it's because of their lakus, because of the bitl, subjugation of themselves. Is by zicharov gefallen, so he fell by himself, he was felt down. Mipnei habitl de kabbalah seilu misiris nefesh, seeing the bitl of accepting the yoksiris nefesh. And this is why the revelation of the future to come, they hinge on our work and our service, that is in the time of the Golos Davke. Because the main novelty, why do we have the Maseinu Avedesenu Davke, this accomplishes Lossid Lovei, because what will happen Lossid Lovei, the Chiddush in the Giluim the Lossid Lovei, what will be the novelty? Then will be revealed the advantage that the light of the Bligvul will extend into the nature, into the physical body. That's what's going to happen in the Osid Lovei, that the Gashmis, the Teva, the Gufa Gashmis is going to become and appreciate and reveal the Erabligvul. Shabitl Shalohem Uloi Mitzad Mitziusom, their Bittl of Teva and the Gufa Gashmis is not because of their Mitzias, of their being, of their grasping, of Mitzad Alakus, but because of Godliness. Therefore, that gilu how they bittel the Kabbalah Seol Mesiras Nefesh b'zman haGolus. This revelation is through the bittel and Kabbalah Seol Mesiras Nefesh during the time of Golus. Yud. Hine av shehanisim shohoyu b'mitzias mitzias Mitzrayim hoylu ma'ilu ma'atam. The miracles that were in Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were above nature. The idea of showing you the miracles, which is the dressing up of the Nisim in Teva. This is going to be only in the Geula Hasida, in the redemption to come. Yet, based on what is known, that the opening of the pipeline for all redemptions, gam the geula ha'asida, also from the first of the future redemption, it all started with the redemption of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Yesh leimer, we can say, even then, by the exodus of Mitzrayim, there was this concept of Aren Niflois, Eloshinian Zohoyos Behela. It was there, but this concept of Aren Niflois, that the miracles will also come down in the Niflois, in the Nisim Beteva, also Aren, that was then Behela. Ulaos in Yezabigilu, but in the future, when Mashiach comes, that will be open. This is what it means, that the way days you go Mitzrayim and Niflois. That the pasuk compares the miracles that were in the future redemption to the Niflois that were in Yitzias Mitzrayim, because then too, by Yitzias Mitzrayim was already the beginning of Aren Niflois. Av Shah Nisim Van Niflois Shebegula Hasidah, even though that the miracle Niflois that is in the future redemption, will be just from Hashem alone. Shelo yal yidei beizdin, as the Rebbe brought down from the Medrash, not through the beizdin kanisim, shohi b'tzis Mitzrayim, like the miracles that were mitzis Mitzrayim, that they went through the beizdin, but b'geula asidil b'levadei. So still, we are saying that kimeitzis chameretz Mitzrayim, kimeitzis Mitzrayim nimtoch hatziner. Because that is when the pipeline opened up. Then there was also in a hidden, in an obscure way, also the niflois of the future to come. The Torah specifically emphasizes like the days in a plural, that you went out of Mitzrayim. Kimei loshon rabim, kimei in a plural. Which in this includes the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, which took place on the seventh day of the Exodus of Egypt, Kinal Siv Beis, that is earlier Siv Beis, that these are the two levels of Yitzis Mitzrayim. They lahadish, in order to emphasize, Shebekriyas Yamsuf niftachat siner. That is to emphasize that when this sea was split, the pipeline was opened, and it includes hidden also the splitting of the sea that's going to be in the future. It all started, that was the tziner, the beginning, when the Shem will also be drying out the tongue of the Egyptian yam, meaning they also become the like a kriyas yamsu. The Seder is even more than this. Gam b'kiyas hanor shetiyah losid lovei. Also, the splitting of the river, which will be in the future. Behein if yod deyal hanor v'kol if shiva necholim. He'll raise his hand of the river and he'll smite it into seven different rivers. Dagam shen b'kiyas hanor hu lemailu mibkiyas hayam. So here too, splitting of the river is a higher level than the b'kiyas hayam, which was by Yamsu. The b'kiyas hayam hu chibur atzilus ubyam. Splitting the sea connects atzilus b'ri tzirasira. U b'kiyas hanor, but splitting the river hu chibur oilu mes atzilus. That is splitting the river, is getting Atzilus Abia together with the Eirin Sof, that's higher than Atzilus. In the splitting of the sea that took place in Tzis Mitzrayim, it was includes also Behelam, the splitting of the sea of the future. And also the splitting of the river of Los Lovei. So Behelem, it's included in that Kriyas Yamsu. So we can say Shahakesher, the Shnei Yonim, the connection between these two ideas, Baren and the Flois. Shabaniflois Sheyye Begula Hasida. That in the Niflois, in the future redemption, Yigam Hapele, the Bikiyas Hayam, or Bikiyas Hanor, it'll have both the Bikiyas Hayam and the Bikiyas Hanor, Kimei Loshon Rabim, Shanisim Amuluboshim Beteva Yiyu Beifundareno. So that, on one hand, here we're saying, Areno Niflois, it'll be both the Niflois that was by the Bikiyas Hayam and the Bikiyas Hanor, because that was included, Behela. And also that the Nisim Elbosh Beteva will be Arenu, who Kizesha Laosid Love Hateva Layalim Ala Nisim Hamloboshim Boy. The fact that in the future the Teva will not obscure, block the Nisim that are dressed in it is Lefish Oz Yiyah. Because will be the connection, will be a split between the Nachal, will be split, so there will be a connection between the Eidus of Ablikbul, Magvul, the Teva Oilom, with the limitation of Teva Oilom. The Chiburzeh, while they be Kiyas Hayama, be Kiyas Hanor, that comes through splitting of the sea and splitting of the river. Mevayra Kosu, the Pesuk says, Zeh Shela Osid Lova Yiyar Eno Niflois. It'll be showing you Niflois, Benegei Lishnein Yonim Anal, in both levels, that there will be the Chibur of the Bligvul with the Gvul, and the Teva will not be Mailim on the Bligvul. It all started by Tzeischo Meretz Mitzrayim. So Besichas Hatzinner Al Zeh, the opening of the pipeline for this Hoysor Beitzias Mitzrayim, was in the Exodus of Egypt. Ois Yudalev, the Yashloimar, we can say the Zeh Shakos of Meisiv. The fact, what the pasuk adds, La'achar She'omer V'heiniv Yodol Hanor V'goymer. After the pasuk says he will raise his hand over the river and split it, it says V'hidrich Bana Olim, and he will lead with the shoes. Hu K'moy She'ne Olim Kipshutim. What it means, they're just like shoes, literally. Asuim Ergas, they're made out of a thick skin. U'bichdei In order for this thick skin, that it should be fit to make of it a shoe, a garment for the feet of the person, is by softening this skin, the leather of its hardness. The skin by itself, terem shemarachim oisoi, before you soften it, liyoisoi, kosher vegas, because it's hard and it's thick, yefshel lahatisoi, so you can't bend it. Bedavke al yidei shemarachim oisoi mikashyusoi, specifically only after softening it from its hardness, oz davke efshel lahatisoi, that is only when you're able to tilt it, velasis memenu tzuras nal, to make it a shape of a shoe. Alderach zehu viruchni is similarly is spiritually the Indian vihidrich ban olim hu. What is the idea that he will leave with the naolim hu shadoyrach al teva gufay v'nafsha baham, is that he's stepping on the nature of his body and his animal soul by stepping shaldei zemerachich oisom mikash yusom, that way he softens them from their hardness. It should not be as hard as a cedar, but soft like a stick. That's why avodah comes from the language to work. Is ibud oides to work through the leather and soften them. Because the main idea of the avodah is shodom loichem, that the person wages war. Sh'odom lo'ichem, that the person wages war. B'tivoi, im tivoi, with his nature. K'mbur, b'tanya, b'inyan, o'ibdalikim. As explained to Tanya in the idea of o'ibdalikim, they said that it's a person who does beyond his nature and works and fights his nature, that way becomes a refinement. Not only in the nature of the person, also in the nature of the world in general. That's why it's not just the person, but he's an oved elikim. He works through the elikim, the teva, the nature. Ibud v'tikun b'chlolus hateva, that it becomes working through and a correction in general in nature, hanimshech m'shem elikim, which extends from the name of elikim. Zoh v'heiniv yoda al anor gomer v'hidrich ban olim. Zoh v'heiniv yoda al anor hidrich ban olim. Zeh shel osid lova yiyah chibur teva olim im erin sof ha'blibul shel amaylam olimus. That in the future to come, we're saying that there will be a connection tying the nature of the world with the Eines Sof Bligvul. That's the splitting. Yodah Lanor Shalomayim Elumis Shachon Elozeh, the preparation for that Ibikiyas Hanor, while they have Avodah B'derech Kabbalah Soil. That's through the Avodah in a way of Kabbalah Soil, Shekoyfe Atzmei Negativoy, that he forces himself against his nature. Apikol Anal Yudbeis, Apikol Naishlevar Mashikosu B'Zoyar, also explain what it says. It is that Ennu Niflo is Loshen Yisrael Koel Moshe. It says that Ennu goes on Moshe. Kagul of the Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoysal De Moshe. The redemption of Mitzrayim was through Moshe. Api Hanal Shebi Agul of the Yitzias Mitzrayim Niftachat Sinai. Based on the above, that in the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the pipeline was open. Gamal Geula Hasid, also Gamal Geula Hasid. Also from the future redemption, Nimtzo, it turns out, Moshe posach es hatzinner dahaniflo is sheyiyu begula hasida. Moshe opened up the pipeline of the wonders that is going to be in the future redemption, because it all started then. It's all included then. The tzinner was opened then. Lashava became hoyezetz lebehela, but still it was by him in a hidden way. It was obscure. It wasn't open. So Moshe kosuv ki meitzeis chomeretz Mitzrayim. In the future is Galul Loy Hanifloys. The future to come will be revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Niflosha Posach by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that he opened up by Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's that Hanifloys, because he started it all, and then he's going to be able to see it. Kam Yeshloimer. Also, we can say, the Zesher Ha'enu Niflois, Moshe Nister, Koyal Moshe, goes on Moshe, Wero, Lukol Echot Vechot Mi Yisrael. This is a lesson for each and every one of the Yiddish. In order to merit to see the Niflois in the future to come, that's revealing the Moshe that's in him, in the person. That is the level of Bitl Yichud Ilo Shemitzad HaGiluyim, that comes from the Giluyim. And this that we bring down in the future, like we said earlier, in order for this Hamshocha to be open, also the Bittl Mitzad HaGiluyim, also not only the Bittl of Kabbalah Soil, but also the Bittl Mitzad HaGiluyim. By reflection, that everything can and similar, also that reflection. That way it'll be an niflois. Shaniflois, yiu begilui, the niflois will be openly. Bebis Mashiach Tzidkenu, because of Mamesh, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon.